Chapter 22. Climbing the Purple Mountains.
They were halfway up the Purple Mountains when the slope grew steeper, and it became clear to the lawyer what had happened to Hope. After the storm, when she had found herself beached on the shore of the dirty river, Hope had assumed that the troop would continue northward, and under this assumption had chased Polaris until she came to the Purple Mountains. Halfway up, she had begun to call for her companions, and her mother and brother had heard. Oh, Hope, how you ease the journey! It had been a long afternoon of jagged rocks, perilous ledges, slippery slopes, and unsure toeholds when the reunited team finally achieved the crest of the Purple Mountains. Gathering the three beagles into his arms, the lawyer sat and looked down, 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 to the contented village of Compromise. It frightened him that he had almost stayed there. Yes, in that colourless place could be found plenty of bread, beer, and whiskey, but no fruit, no wine, no dreams. A sympathetic tear fell off the lawyer's chin. He sighed deeply and said,
"They don't even know what they're missing."
A series of sharp, piercing shouts from intuition jolted him out of his reverie. The lawyer remembered this bark from the night of the avalanche, when he was in danger of being trapped and suffocated in the cave. He looked quickly at the beagle and saw that she was staring intently down at the town below.
"Yes, intuition, I understand,"
said the lawyer.
"And I most wholeheartedly agree."